Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is my 11th consecutive live Christmas Day show. Well, actually, Christmas show. I've done 8 on Christmas Day because the other 3 over the last 11 years have been on a Saturday or Sunday. But regardless, we've done 11 live shows about Christmas where we didn't talk about business. We just talked about Christmas. We talked about the history of it and the current part of Christmas, the fulfillment of Christmas, and all the different things that it means to all of us, especially to us Christians. And somebody that I've asked to join us today is our good friend Jim Donovan. Jim's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's been with me now close to 10 years. Sometime next year, we'll celebrate our 10th anniversary together. He's the author of Handbook to a Happier Life, among other books. And what better person to have on Christmas Day than somebody who knows a lot about happiness? Jim Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure. Merry Christmas to you and everybody listening.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And be sure to say Merry Christmas and give our love to Georgia.
You bet.
Your lovely bride. Jim, Christmas is an interesting time. Here's something I haven't talked about so far today, and that's what I'm going to call the irony of Christmas. Here's the irony of Christmas. If Christmas is supposed to be such a happy time, why are there so many unhappy people at this time?
Great question. And you're right. This is a happy time. You know, kids have a great time at Christmas.
Most kids have very little.
I think a lot of it has to do with the pressure people put on themselves. I think we've all done it at one time or another. Hopefully, we learn from it and move beyond it. And you know, it's become all about shopping. It's become all about money. It's become all about buying things and gifts.
Obligation.
And all this stuff. People are losing sight of the real meaning, and they're losing sight of all the things. I wrote a newsletter a couple of weeks ago about, you know, don't get sucked into this. Don't get sucked into deeper debt just because somebody's telling you you've got to buy all the stuff that's in the stores. There are lots of things you can do. I've gone through many happy Christmases with very little money, and just by looking for things that are going on. There's a whole lot of free stuff going on this time of year in every community, in every town. You know, by doing that kind of stuff, it just makes you feel good.
You know, I remember when I was a little kid, going through times when my family had a little bit of money. We never had any money, really, but we were a little better off at certain times than we were at others. And I remember years when I got a lot of presents, and I was happy for those. And then one year, my only thing that I got for Christmas was an AM radio, electric AM radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jim, I've never been happier with any present in my life. It was the only thing that I got.
Right.
It probably cost $4.
Yeah.
You know, because that's all my parents could afford, but it was exactly what I wanted. So the point is you don't have to give everything to people to make them happy. In fact, we now know, Jim, don't we, that money and stuff won't make you happy.
That's true. I mean, it's not bad to have it. If you're already happy, you could be happier with it, but you're right, it's not going to make you happy. Something that I have found useful in the past, if anybody is not feeling great today and is not as happy as they want to be, is you get out of yourself. You know, you stop looking at what do I have or what didn't I have, what couldn't I buy, and go do something for someone else. Go to visit a hospital, visit a nursing home, go visit some kids in a burn ward.
Isn't that the key?
Go donate something.
Isn't that that is so important, Jim.
Oh, that'll make you feel better instantly.
I love what the Greeks say about love. The Greeks have 3 different words for love. One is eros, which is a love between a man and a woman. The other is philo, which is the love among friends like you and me and you know, that kind of thing. And the other is called agape. And agape love is love that you give to somebody that you don't even know.
Huh.
And there is no more greater, in my opinion, there's no greater gift of love than to give something to people who you don't feel any obligation to. Except the fact that they're another human being. And I agree with you. That kind of volunteerism, and you know, a lot of us write checks, Jim, and give money away. But if you've never delivered anything to somebody who was in need, you haven't really benefited fully.
I remember a year I was a little bit down one Christmas morning for no particular reason. And I said, you know, I want to do something. What can I do here that's going to make me feel better? And I put together a bag of clothes, and I drove to a homeless shelter, and I deposited the clothes with the guy at the door.
Yeah.
And I left there. I felt like $1 million.
Yeah. But you would have felt better if you'd gone in and handed it to the people who needed
it. Yeah, it wasn't appropriate. I wasn't going to be loud in there.
Take that other step, though, saying you can do that. There are places you can do that.
Oh, yeah.
And folks, guess what? You could do that today. Stay with us. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.